When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
I tell you what, man, he's a literal titan across the entire media landscape.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. There's a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. Mike is down again in some hotel in Tampa. What's going on, Mikey? A little vacation for you, Mikey A.
Still at my dad's house, Stu. Still at my dad's house.
What?
This is my dad's
that
house.
Is, there's no way that you, fuck that. That's not your dad's house.
You see
house,
this? Man. You see this?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
This remote? Oh, yeah. Good night. This is an old man chair.
Wow, that motel you're staying in comes with a reclining chair. How about that? Little lazy boy.
There we go. Now let's do a podcast like while I'm nice and reclined.
I mean, seriously, are you working? Like, what the fuck is going on here?
My dad's laughing at me because I'm reclined and laughing. He goes, "You're not working." My dad's not from this country. He came here, like, you know, having to work for a living, and he sees me fucking around with you in a reclined seat, and he's like, "That's not working."
Is he disappointed? Be honest.
Listen, if I've done so much to disappoint him, and my brothers have done far more to disappoint him. This is nothing.
How far is your dad from where it is you're sitting right now in that motel room? How far?
He's two rooms over in the office.
Can he hear me?
No, he cannot.
Just ask him if he's disappointed.
Hey, Dad. Can you do that? Stugatz wants to know if you're disappointed in me. Not yet.
But he's getting there.
I'm working on it.
Oh my god, it's too great. I fucking love it. We're gonna have Joey Chestnut on in a minute, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Joey Nuts.
July 4th. Joey Nuts, it's coming up July 4th. Our boy Mike Golick Jr. is hosting it yet again. $25,000 free to play in a DraftKings pool Sunday at noon Eastern. So there's a $25,000 free-to-play DraftKings pool on the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. We'll bet on fucking anything, Mike. Sunday at noon Eastern to Joey Chestnut, who is the... Mike, you would say he is the most famous, right? It's him or Kobayashi,
I mean,
correct?
It's not even close. It's one of those two, but I mean, Joey's champion of champions, right?
Yes. Yes, he's the champion's champion. You are right. A quick game of athletes, the Kanota body part. In honor of Joey Chestnut, I mean, how about that? He connotes too, chest and nuts. I mean, how about that?
Jesse Armstead.
Oh, Tony Armis. How about that? Brad Hand, Raleigh Fingers.
Jake Butt.
Jake Butt is outstanding. That's really good. That's good, Mike. Jake Butt. And Timmy Penis. I mean, I got the best one.
Go ahead.
Timmy Legler.
Oh, wow. Legs.
Oh, is that good?
That's it.
Is that good? All right, Mike, I think I got the winning hand, okay? Listen, we said athletes, entertainers, people in sports. I guess you would put me in that category, right? John Wiener. Stupidity. Let's talk to Joey Chestnut. Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lights. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Joey.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
We got a living legend. This is awesome.
Yes, we do. Do you consider yourself a living legend, Joey Chestnut?
No, I'm just a goofy dude that found something that he's really, really good at.
But you are a legend. I mean, listen, whatever you want to call it, a sport, not a sport, a hobby, no one eats fucking food like you, Joey Chestnut. You're a legend, my man.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm lucky that I found something I'm good at, and then there was an outlet where it gets displayed. And
how'd you know you were good at it? Like, when did you know you were good at this, at eating? Because Mikey, hey, look at my producer. You see him laid back in that fucking, that recliner in that motel room in Tampa? That dude can fucking eat, but you are shredded, my man. Listen, sorry, man.
As a kid, there were four boys in the family, and the two older brothers would compete against the two younger brothers and everything, and me and my little brother would get our asses kicked in wrestling or any kind of sport. The only thing we could do is eat more than the older brothers. And growing up, I knew I was the biggest eater in the family, and eventually my little brother signed me up to a contest, and I was like, oh my god, I love it.
Right.
And it was like I found my calling. And then I started getting better, and I realized I do have to stay fit in order to keep pushing myself, which sucks. Because I would probably be 350 pounds if I didn't do these contests. I'd just love to eat. But
Mike, you see, he parlayed his fucking food into fame and fortune, and he stays in shape, Mike. You parlayed your love of food into producing my podcast.
Listen, I'm not a professional eater. I'm a professional weight gainer. There's a difference, okay? He's got his thing. I've got mine.
Wait, so Joey, I'm interested. What do you have to go through? Like, physically, what are the demands on you in order to stay in shape so you don't turn into Mike?
Right. When I was younger, I could do a practice every fourth day. And that's a full-on food hot dog practice. Then there's a recovery a day and a half. Then it would go right back into fasting mode. Nowadays, I can do a practice once a week. And once a week practice, it's a full-on practice. Before each practice, it's about a day and a half, and all water, like Hollywood cleanse, where I'm emptying out, make sure I'm empty. After each practice, it takes about 3 days to start to feel really normal, and then I have one normal day eating, and then it pretty much goes back into trying to make sure I'm empty for the next practice. So it takes about this year I did about 7 weeks of practice. So during that I try not to gain much weight. This year I gained a little bit of weight during practice. I'm not too happy about it, but I've been working out, so I feel like I can still control my breathing during the contest. There have been years where I gained too much weight, then I started slowing down. But I feel good. I feel really healthy, and this is going to be a good year.
What do you weigh right now? Like what's your weight?
230.
Wow.
Yeah, some years I go in like 217. I think that's what I think last year was like 220. But so I'm a little bit heavy. I'm 10 pounds heavier than last year, but I feel good. I'm definitely happier.
What's the heaviest you've been, Joey?
Yeah, I've been 275.
Jesus.
Not at the 4th of July. In the winter. In the winter, yeah. After the summer eating, I love to eat. And then Usually, every December, after December, I go on a nice, really good diet all the way up to April, and then I start training.
Mike, you would kill for 275. 275.
No? I mean, I don't think I've been that since high school.
That's fucking terrible. Why am I lashing out at you?
I don't know. I mean, fuck you.
Yeah, it's because you're sitting in a recliner while I'm doing the work. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is July 4th, $25,000 free-to-play DraftKings pool, which is very cool. It's Sunday at 12 p.m. I'm in that pool. I'm taking Joey. I mean, that's what I'm doing.
I mean,
Mike, you have a question?
No, I mean, why would you take anybody else?
There's no one else to take.
There's I always worry. People are always pushing me for a record, and I'm always a little bit worried about that disqualification.
Sure.
It's purely me beating myself, and it would right. to get disqualified. But it's something I always worry about.
Joey, listen, I have you in the DraftKings pool. Okay, let's no DQs this weekend.
Well, I'm also trying to make sure everybody gets the over. Also,
what is the over under?
I don't know. I think one of the places put it at 74. So I got to get close to a record in order for people to win.
What is the record?
75.
Oh, wow.
They judge it by they judge hot dogs by half or maybe up to quarters. So 74 and a quarter would win you.
Wow, is that your record or is it Kobayashi?
No, it's my record.
Look how fucking mad he got at me! How fucking insulted he was, Mike.
Hold on a second. He's sitting here and he's lashing out at me that I don't do any work. I sent him a whole list of not only the 46 records you own, but the one that says at the top, 2020, 75 hot dogs for Joey Chestnut, a world record. And he's like, hey, how many hot dogs do you have? Is it that other guy from fucking 10 years ago?
Wait, so Joey, it's a good point, Mike. It's a totally
thrown under the fucking bus.
Oh, that's all we do, Joey. The whole fucking podcast is throwing each other under the bus. That's it. In fact, we should rename it. a couple of idiots throwing each other under the bus. So, Joey, you're a construction engineer, though, right?
Like, yeah, civil engineer by trade, and then.
Joey, you're fucking smart, man.
Well, I think that's why I looked at it like a problem. And I was like, if that little Kobayashi can do it, I can figure out how to do it. And I just figured that I put some time and energy into it, and I loved it. But and there's no books written about competitive eating. There's no trainers, so it's everything every eater does. It's self-taught. So I kept a journal.
Do I hear a post-retirement plan for you in there?
I don't know. If competitive eating gets bigger, more popular, I could definitely be a coach. And I do enjoy yelling at people to eat more.
what is more difficult, eating 75 hot dogs or trying to explain engineering to someone?
Like... Oh my god! There's lots of teachers who are bad teachers, so I could probably. But engineering, it could probably be easier, but there's not too many people eating 75 hot dogs.
I was just going to say, let me answer that for you. There's only one person who's eaten 75 hot dogs. There's a lot of people. My brother-in-law's got a civil engineering job, all right? So, like...
Mike, I feel like it's a waste of Joey's talents, though. Like, to be an engineer, you have to be smart. And, well, you're doing both, though, right, Joey?
Oh, yeah. I'm still a goofy, smart dude, but... I, no matter what, I was always going to be a big eater. So now everybody knows I'm the best.
You are the best. Do you consider this to be a sport, what you do?
Oh, absolutely. I can understand why people might try to argue against it. There, for years, people try to say golf wasn't a sport or women's basketball wasn't a real sport. But people like to be negative. And if you actually look at what competitive eating is, we're pushing our bodies to new limits against each other, and there's outside things. There's the weather. There's the food, and it not all. It yeah. There's just if you really look at it, you'll see that. Oh my God, this is there's no way. Nothing else you can call it but a sport.
Because Joey, if you do consider this to be a sport, if anyone considers this to be a sport, and I think I'm with you on this, then you have probably the greatest dynasty in the history of sports. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty awesome, and it's great that it's 4th of July, and I'm just a lucky dude, and I'm riding this wave until something happens, but hopefully I can keep going a little bit more.
What happened in 2015? It's like year in the last 15. What happened? Tell me what happened.
You went there. Yeah, well,
I did. No, I did because I was looking over. Listen, Mike, I did some research for the interview, okay? None of your research. I didn't read anything you sent me, but I did do some research. Like, Joey's won it like the last 15 out of 60 years, something like that. So I'm wondering what happened the 1 year you didn't win.
Oh, I lost. Well, jeez. Well, we can get – I mean, the simple answer is that Matt Stoney went out there in better shape than me, and he ate two more hot dogs. I could come up with excuses and reasons like, I had a wedding called off in June, and I ended up not really practicing for the contest for 2 weeks, until 2 weeks before. I wasn't in a good place mentally, but, I mean, the truth is, Matt Stoney won. He deserved to win, and I really screwed the pooch that year.
It sticks with you, huh? Like, you really, you haven't gotten over that one yet.
Oh, right? I mean, 6 years later, dude, I'll never be happy I lost, but I'm happy how I came back the next year. And the next year, I think I ended up eating 71 or 72 hot dogs, and it was more than I ever ate. When I was competing against Kobayashi, and so it really motivated me. It showed me that you know what, relationships fail, but I know that I can I don't have to fail myself. It doesn't mean I have to fail myself. it was lame that I let that broken relationship make me lose a contest that I really love.
You ate your heart out, so to speak.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna let that happen again.
It seems to me like it's probably one of the better things for us who watch you that you lost that year, because I got to tell you, at that point, I was just bored with it because I was like, all right, it's just a matter of if he breaks the record. Right. Then you lose, and now it's like, okay, we got an Any Given Sunday thing happening here. Somebody else could win. I mean,
he's beatable, right?
He's beatable. Yeah. Superman bleeds.
I don't know what you're saying, because when people kept on saying, oh, you've been winning for so long, are you going to retire? And now I went back into a nice winning streak, and people keep saying, oh, are you going to retire now that you've been winning for so long? I was like, I love it. Why would you retire when you're on top and you can still kick everybody's ass? Right.
Well, I mean, Jordan did it, but but you're right.
I mean, you're going to go play baseball?
It's really hard. And as long as my body's not breaking down, I'll keep doing it.
I've always wondered how this worked. It's like, Joey Chestnut, are you sitting around sometimes? You just say, hey, I'm in the mood for a fucking hot dog.
Or 70.
Really? It's more than one, usually. It's pretty. I don't think I've ever cooked just one.
Have you ever eaten just one?
If I'm at a baseball game, I'm not ordering just one. Yeah. It would be really sad if I just got one. It'd be like a tease. It'd be like, just the tip.
I have Joey, this is Mike, you know the dirty water stands in New York City, the dirty water dogs. I have Joey going up and just giving the guy an amount of money and just walking away with the entire stand. Takes over his business. Joey Chestnut is with us.
Oh my gosh, folks. Gather around. Everyone, gather around. Listen to these words. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers, listen to me. You bet just $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Dan. That's code Dan for new customers. And you get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's insane. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is July 4th, a $25,000 free play. Free play pool at DraftKings. It's Sunday at noon Eastern, and the reigning champ is with us, the Michael Jordan of food eating competitions. I am wondering, so Joey, how does this work? Do you like casual meals? Do they bore you? Like, can you just sit down to have a casual lunch, or is that boring to you?
I can. I can eat it. I have to eat with people. Otherwise, I'll get carried away and I'll end up ordering more. And if I'm drinking, I have to drink with people who are normal people, because it's just alcohol and food. It goes down really quickly. But I get carried away. So I it's something I always have to be aware of, because I love to eat. But it's that double-edged sword. If I eat too much, then my calorie intake is messed up, and I'm gaining weight, and then I start losing contests.
But during a casual meal, do you find yourself trying to clear your plate faster than everyone else?
Yeah, I can enjoy it like at a normal pace, but I find myself just wanting more, and it's I mean, that's just, I think I'll have to battle that my entire life, but it's worth it. Yeah, it's something I gotta deal with.
Do you have instances where you like go out to dinner and you're just like, I'm just gonna have a regular meal, and then the chef or the owner is just like, oh, it's Joey Chestnut, let me, and you know, they just kind of keep bringing you food, and you're just like, man, really all I wanted was a chicken breast. Like,
that's your heaven, by the way, Mike. I mean,
So yeah, I'll go to a place and I plan on being really good and eating a salad and a little, with some chicken on it. And then somebody in the restaurant recognizes me first, and like, oh, I'm gonna send over a beer. And then somebody who works at the restaurant will be like, oh, hey, you gotta try this food. We want you to try it. And it just snowballs. And at first I'm like a little bit upset, but like, oh, this is heaven. I'm living the dream. And that's the way it is. People who recognize me, they're like usually into eating, and they love it. And so it just makes it, I'm just super lucky that it attracts the happiest people.
All right, take 2015 out of it. What is the worst experience Joey Chestnut has had in a food competition?
Oh, I did crab cakes once in Delaware.
Ooh.
And so these fucking crab cakes, they were sitting out in the sun for like an hour before the contest, and they went bad. I don't know if there was mayonnaise in there or something. And while I was eating them, I was nauseous. It was the only time I came close to losing it in the contest. And I had to stop in the contest, and I ended up getting second to Sonia Thomas. And as soon as the contest was over, I had to run off the stage. It was as close as I've ever been to disqualifying, and it was like The Exorcist or something. It was bad.
Wait, put us there. So you run off the stage, like, put us there. Sorry, Mike, put us there for a second.
No, I'm in.
Run off the stage. What happens from there, Joey?
Oh yeah, I ran off stage, ran in the closest bathroom, and I let loose. Usually if I get it down, it's safe, and my body was rejecting it from the start, and. Oh man, it was violent. I can get that kind of cold. Just think the cold, like chills, just thinking about it.
Cold sweats. Yeah, you have it right now, don't you? Does it come out like full crab cakes and maybe a hot dog just comes flying out from some other time?
From 2010.
It was gnarly.
Wow.
Gnarly.
All right. Along those lines, I mean, in doing all the research I clearly did for this and gave to Stugatz, you have 46 world records. Is there something where you look at it and you go, like, I'm not eating that. Like, I am not you can have that record because I'm not eating that. I mean, you hold the world record for asparagus and hot dogs and chicken wings.
Deep fried asparagus.
Corned beef sandwiches.
I mean, you've got
shrimp wontons.
Corned beef sandwiches. Yeah, corned beef sandwiches. You know, I've never done oysters and raw oysters in contests. And part of me wants to do it, and part of me just says, you know what, I can see that one's going to make me sick.
That's the one, huh?
They help you. They slide.
But all right, they taste like the ocean, and then they're salty. And you know how much that's like, it'll be like 2 gallons of salt water inside of my – that'll get me sick. I think it'll mess me up.
All right, I asked you I asked the worst experience. What's the best experience you've had during a food eating competition? Was it the first one, I guess? The first one?
All right. It goes between the first one and the second, because the second one was the year me and Kobayashi did overtime. And so we both tied at 59 hot dogs. And then the winner was the person who ate 5 of the fastest. And it was just, it was perfect. I had, my little brother was right in front of me, and he was like, Joey, this is how we practice. So we do a practice and we do 5 more. And so I knew I had it. He knew I had it. And it was just like, as soon as I got those 5 hot dogs, I smashed them. And then he like barfed under the table. It was perfect.
Do you look back at that and go 59? I'm 75 now.
I know it's crazy. But that there was a reason why we did 59. It was the first year that it went from 12 minutes to 10 minutes. So our bodies were just not used to pushing them in any faster than 10 minutes. So now after years, if I can get it in 12 minutes, there's no reason why I can't convince my body to take it in 10 minutes.
Does Kobayashi hate you or what? Like, how does this work? Is there a rivalry there? Like, because no, I mean, this was his domain until you came along, Joey.
He's ultra competitive. Yeah, I am too. And he had a really big falling out with Major League Eating and the organization and even Nathan's Hot Dogs. So he associates me with them. So he's blocked me on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll see. We'll see what happens, but at the end of this year, I might be starting to eat with him. My contract with Major League Eating's up, and who knows, maybe I can go eat with in Japan. So
Super League. No, I'm serious.
I would love to. I think it would be because I don't think he'll ever do work with Major League Eating because he hates them. And I think once I'm allowed and once my contract's over, I should be able to work out some deals that I can compete against him. And it would be pretty awesome.
That would be pretty awesome. Who do you fear? Like right now, who's the person you fear the most?
Oh, my biggest competition. There's Jeff Esper. He's out of Boston and he spells his name with a G, which just is obnoxious.
And it's Boston. That's what it is.
He's a wicked. He's a wicked tat. No. Sorry.
What are you sorry about? That was great.
he's a good eater. He's beat me a couple times. He actually beat me in some of the DraftKings contests. So I can't get lazy. I know he's capable of eating 60 plus hot dogs. And he would have to have a really good day, and I'd have to have a bad day. But I know it's possible. So I just got to stay on top of it.
Joey, do you feel like I'm asking, there's no, I'm not trying to rig a contest. I'm not trying to do anything here. Do you feel like you're going to eat over 74 hot dogs this weekend? On July 4th, I'm sorry.
Dude, I was bummed out. Like one year, one of my friends bet $2,500 that I get the over, and he told me about it, and I ended up not getting the over. But I'm always trying to get the over, and I always feel like every year I was like, fuck, I should be able to do it. So I definitely feel like it could happen. Over 74, I'll tell you these last 5 practices, I've been over 74 with a lot of time to spare.
Oh shit! Wow. How pissed was your friend that day? By the way,
he was pissed.
But that was probably in your head. I should tell you what I'm going to bet here, right? Like that's because then you'll go for it. Right? Like, but you're always going for it, is what
I'm
you're
always
doing.
Going for it. Yeah, and people. Okay. I remember I was watching some of the conversations online. People were like, why would he go for the over if he's already why take because he's already 15 hot dogs ahead of second place. What are the odds that he'll keep going? And the odds are good because I'm crazy and I don't want a new record.
The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, July 4th. DraftKings has a $25,000 free-to-play pool. It's Sunday at noon Eastern. You want to solve some food problems for us real quickly? Joey, this has been great, by the way. We appreciate your time.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think you're Mike, whatever he says, that's it, right? Like he'll settle all these debates for us?
I mean, who else are we going to listen to?
It's him, yeah. And it's only him. That's it. I mean, with all due respect to Kobayashi, is a hot dog a sandwich, no. Joey Chestnut?
No,
a
hot dog.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Okay, no. Definitively, it is not a sandwich. Ketchup on steak?
No.
Thank you. I almost divorced my wife over that. Just so we're clear. Mayo. Let's think here for a second. Hot dog on a sandwich. I'm trying. Mike, do you have any
ketchup on a hot dog? That's a
no. Ketchup on a hot dog is foul, dude. No way.
You know, it's all right for children, and some people never grow up. So it's not that bad. I don't put it on, but you know, as long as you're eating a hot dog, it doesn't bother me when I see other people do it. So
okay, how about mayo on a burger?
Mayo on a burger is good.
Absolutely. I think I take mayo over ketchup on a burger.
Yep. I think so. Mayonnaise is damn good. I was French fries in mayonnaise the other day. like a weirdo, but yeah, I like it.
The eating contest that you haven't done that you want to partake in is blank.
Oh,
like is there something that you haven't done yet that you want to do? Challenge yourself a little bit. Something that maybe you're a little bit afraid of. Some food.
I think I want to do something at Oktoberfest in Germany. And so really? maybe like a German schnitzel, the competition, and then I think some sort of schnitzel at Oktoberfest in Germany would be in Munich would be great.
What's the food? What's the food you least like to eat? Just out of
least like what is that? Least like? Well, I usually don't think about it.
He likes everything.
I did octopus once. And I had it once in Korea, and I really wasn't a fan of it. I think it'd be really hard to eat that in competition too.
It sounds nasty.
I don't know. I did cow brain tacos once, and
right.
They were disgusting looking, but they didn't taste that bad. So I might actually do them again.
Go ahead, Mike.
You said that you're going to go for the over, and even if you're 12, 15 ahead, you said you concentrate on your breathing. Like, how aware are you about how far ahead you are and all that? Do you hear hecklers? Like, what's it like up there?
Oh, yeah. It's weird. Like, sometimes, I'm like a perfect zone. I hear lots of things, and I try to stay calm. I can hear where I'm at, and I can hear the time. Yeah, so I'm very aware, even though it's just I'm a sweaty mess, and I'm so frantic, I'm definitely aware, and I'm trying the entire time. I'm just trying to stay calm and relaxed. I try to just relax, be like David Blaine, just stay calm and keep just relax and keep pushing and. So I can hear it, and there's definitely little marks throughout the contest where I'm trying to if I'm at 48 hot dogs in 5 minutes, I know I'm on pace to break the record. And then little other things like 15 hot dogs left with 3 minutes, easy, it's going down.
Joey, does bacon make everything better?
What's this?
Yeah, go ahead. Wait, hold on. Does bacon make everything better, Joey?
Bacon makes almost everything better.
Except the octopus, right?
but yeah, you put it on the octopus.
Go ahead, Mike. What's your idea?
I want you and me to go to the hot dog eating contest. Joey's going to get us front row tickets. And all I want to do is heckle this guy from Boston. One, because he's from Boston. And two, because he puts a random G in his name. And I want to heckle him to make sure that he doesn't that he can't win.
Joey, you down with that?
I love it. I love the idea. And Jeff, although this guy, he's kind of crazy. He's a power lifter. I wouldn't want to tangle with him.
Okay.
All right, Stu, you do the yelling.
But Mike and I can heckle him.
I do not mind if you guys heckle him.
But Mike, I will do. Mike, I'll do it, and I'll hide behind you. Yeah. Go ahead, Joey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, heckling, it's weird. Yeah, so every once in a while, I do get a heckler. And I kind of, it's weird. It's one of those things, like, the negative energy, you feed off of it a little bit. When somebody's like, when a baseball player is getting heckled, that's when they're going to hit the home run. It's when I'm getting heckled, it's like, oh, I'm not going to let this guy succeed, but I'm not going to have a bad day and give this guy the satisfaction. So I'm always hesitant on encouraging people to heckle because it might backfire on me.
What's the worst thing someone has said to you during a competition? Like, do you have one?
Oh God. No, the worst wasn't what somebody else said. It was what my mom said. And so I was in a contest, and my mom is like, this woman has a fucking some pipes on her. She screamed like, "Do it for mama!" The whole audience got quiet, and they started laughing. And I was like, "Oh shit." It was my mom. My mom, yeah. As far as
Mike, do me a favor. Get Joey's mom on the podcast, okay? We got to make that happen, okay? We'd like to have her on sometime, okay?
Come on, Joey.
I would
do
like to be
mama.
Heckled by your mom. Do it for mama. I mean, seriously, if that doesn't motivate you, what will? Nothing, right? Do it for mama.
It was amazing how the whole crowd heard it. And then it erupted.
What's the oddest Joey Chestnut? It becomes news to you, knowledge to you that someone, a celebrity, wants to meet you because of your fame and celebrity. So like, has that happened to you? Where you're like, holy shit, I can't believe this person wants to meet me.
There's some porn stars. No, we're not gonna go there. Billy Crystal. I met Billy Crystal.
Did you really?
Somebody said, hey, Billy Crystal want to meet you, and I was like, really Billy Crystal, and definitely a really nice guy, and he's all about New York and hot dogs, and he knew about the contest, and it was awesome.
That is so cool, man. I really wanted to follow you down that porn star path, but you seemed to want to, you ejected very quickly. And I understand why, Joey. I get it. Hey, good luck. Good luck on July 4th, man. I put a pile of money on you and the over. So hopefully you can make it come true for
us.
Do it for mama, Joey.
Thank you, guys.
Do it for mama. Right. And just remember, Joey, when you get to like 72, 73, remember I have the over and do it for mama. That is
do it for mama. I'm going to stay calm. Don't reverse. And yeah.
Right. All right. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is July 4th. DraftKings has a $25,000 free-to-play pool. It is Sunday at noon Eastern. Joey Chestnut, the greatest eater in the history of eating. We appreciate your time, my man. Good luck, okay? Thanks. We'll be rooting for you. Mike and I will be front row. We'll be heckling that guy from Massachusetts, okay?
Take care, guys.
All right, July 4th, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Mike Golo Jr. calling it for a second consecutive year. I mean, pretty cool for
Gojo. Gojo's calling it. Stu, get him on the pod.
Yeah, good luck with fucking that, okay? I can't even get Mikey C on. Mikey C would be great. He needs cigarettes.
Could Mikey C win a cigarette smoking contest?
Who would beat him?
I'm trying to think. I can't think.
I would love to see that. We should do, if we ever get to speak to Mikey C and Mike Golo Jr. again, ever. I mean, by the remainder of our lives, okay? We should do a cigarette smoking contest.
I just pictured him wolfing him down like hot dogs.
I would take the over. I mean, all fucking day on Mikey C. Guy's got iron lungs, man.
I miss him.
Oh, I miss him so much. I don't think I miss anyone more at ESPN than fucking Mikey C. And the dumpster. Stupidity! Stu Gouts here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lite. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.